Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb. Man, I heard that. I blew off my ears, Frank. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the generation gap a little bit. Remember that? Remember that saying? Big, big use of word back in the 60s and 70s. Well, we're going to hit on that again. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this land, this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 29. It says, the Lord will give strength to his people and the Lord will bless his people with peace. And mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Amen. I don't know if you saw the Liberty Matrix on YouTube. If you get a chance, If you get a chance to check that out, it's a monument right here in the United States. A few people know about it, and it really does show us where our roots are and how the founding fathers showed us how we could be free, have liberty and justice for all. And if we could just get back on that path, it's like a trail of breadcrumbs. So it's I think it's called the Liberty Matrix. Check that out up on YouTube and you'll see what I mean. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, first up in the quacker, there's this thing about the COVID-19 again. Apparently, researchers are finding properties within this virus that they never saw before. A lot of the virus has mild properties, and people, don't really have any symptoms. And so but then there's lots of people, or a minority of people, I should say, that tend to have a real problem with the virus. So a lot of the experts are saying this SARS-CoV virus they're calling it the perfect virus. They're actually saying that it has the potential to unleash more damage than they thought. They consider it now an engineered killing machine. And I thought that was really interesting that he put it that way. So the scientific community on this is kind of divided, because a lot of what the scientists are seeing is not something that was made by nature. So it's coming out. This is an engineered virus. It was made to hurt people. And so a lot of scientists are just like really upset about that. So we've been kind of sharing that possibility with you for a little bit. So now science is catching up, or the ones out there that didn't know. All right, last but not least in the quack report, researchers are infecting people on purpose. They want to this is the possibility. They want to do that in order to test the new COVID-19 virus. Some people not on board with this, and some are. It's a way that they quickly test a virus is if they inoculate you with the test virus and then purposely infect you with the virus to see if you have any protection, which is kind of dangerous because there's no antidote. There's no antidote for this. So if the vaccine fails, so this is a report that was published by the World Health Organization. They said they have a real challenge with the trials, the human trials, because they could fast track this and inoculate a test group and then purposely infect them to see how good the vaccine is. And that would fast track the vaccine. But people on the advisory panel say that's not the safest way to conduct a trial. That's not good. But then, the other people that are for it say, hey, well, we'll just have a limited number of victims. I mean, volunteers. Maybe 18 to 25 people will test. Well, the U.S. government researchers say that although their primary focus is on traditional clinical trials, they have begun preparing for human challenge trials, like I've just been discussing with you. They're investigating that possibility of doing that in the United States, just to have a vaccine by November for you, or the very latest, the end of the year. So we're just going to have to pray that doesn't happen, and that the volunteers are safe, regardless of what they do. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about a little bit about the generation gap here. Frank is saying that the generation gap has been replaced with shut up boomer. Well, yeah, a little bit of censorship going on out there, huh, Frank? But I have some really interesting couple of studies here on the dynamics of the generations. And the term generation gap was coined in the 60s by the editor of Look magazine. His name was John Poppy. The editor was describing the increasing divide the generations had on life, that it may include topics like politics and religion and tastes and stuff like that. So the young under 20s and the old over 30s kind of were at odds with each other back then. So 60 years later, the generation gap is alive and well, and the gap is even greater. So the mindset and perspective tends to form opinions, but character is formed in early childhood. So the Pew Research Center has kind of collected some data on the varied generations going back to before generations were given any of these labels, such as baby boomers or Generation Xers. So these are subjective general labels that are created pretty much by market researchers and some others. But we're going to check this out and look at the stark difference a generation can make. Well, the current adults under 35 are referred to as the millennials, but they don't embrace that label. Generation identity used to be well established. Let's say the World War II generation, for instance. But now then you have the baby boomers following them. So, but those between 51 and 69, are the baby boomers, and they relate to that label. Okay, they embrace it. They're fine with it. But the millennials don't like their label. Not at all. So there is a generation with a label also called the silent generation, and those would be the group of the 70 to 87 year olds that fall into that category label. But the silent generation identifies either with the World War II generation or with the baby boomer generation. They don't like the silent generation, but we're going to use that for the purposes of giving you the differences for this purpose of this report. Here is a quote from Time magazine. They said the silent generation are described as working fairly hard and saying almost nothing. Well, what is that old saying that when good men don't stand up and say something, evil is promoted? Isn't that something along those lines? So when we see something that's not right, we shouldn't remain silent. So this is the stark difference. The Peer Review Center conducted a national survey, and they wanted to see what the national representative sample of a random selected U.S. adults look like within these types of generation labels. So those that were surveyed were asked to describe their generation overall. And here's what the data they collected on the topic, for instance, of being patriotic. The millennials said they were 12% patriotic, Generation Xers 26%, boomers 52%, and of course the silent generation 73% patriotic. Under the category of being responsible, the millennials see themselves as 24% responsible, Generation X 43%, boomers 66%, and silent generation 78%. Under the hardworking category, the millennials saw them as hardworking at 36%, Generation X at 54%, boomers at 77%, and silent generation at 83%. And then under willing to sacrifice, the millennials see themselves as 15% ready to be willing to sacrifice, Generation X 27%, boomers 45%, and of course the silent generation 61%. Well, you know, the silent generation kind of sees themselves as, you know, part of the World War II generation, then absolutely, that was a generation that did make a lot of sacrifices. So, then there was the category of religious, and millennials see themselves as 12% religious. 12%, and then Generation Xers at 21%, boomers at 42%, and of course the silent generation at 63% feeling that they are religious. So then we got more categories because it was very interesting the categories that they had on this survey. And let's see, morality. Let's see, millennials see themselves as 17% moral. And let's see, Generation X, 27%, Boomers, 46%, and the Silent Generation as 64% morals. So there you go on that. Now, under the category of self-reliant, the self-reliant category, millennials see themselves as 27% self-reliant. Generation Xers, 37% self-reliant. And boomers, 51%. And silent generation, 65% self-reliant. So hitting some of the important, really the important character elements in this survey, I thought. The other things they touched on were compassionate. You know, who is compassionate? Millennials, 29%, Generation X, 33%, Boomer, 47%, and Silent Generation, 60%. And lastly, the political active category. Millennials feel they're in touch with the politics by about 17%, Generation X, 20%, Boomers, 37%, and Silent Generation, 42%. Now, on the peer review, they had a few interesting little quotes I want to share with you. They said, on these measuring points, the share in each generation expression of their views declines stepwise across age cohorts from the oldest to the youngest. And that's what you see always, 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 the silent generation being the highest in all those categories. And the millennials being the lowest. So on, they go on to say, on some measuring points, such as environmental consciousness, entrepreneurialism, and being rigid, there were not any significant differences across the cohorts. They go on to say there was only one description point, idealistic, on which the silent generation was not highest. The millennials scored a 39%. Generation Xers are 28%, Boomers are 31%, and the Silent Generation 26%. So the millennials feel that they're really they're tuned into reality. They have a realistic viewpoint. What do you think of that, Frank? yeah, let's look at reality for a sec, right? So the millennials feel that they have a better grip on reality in this kind of crazy world. So they also admit that they are far more likely to be self-absorbed, wasteful, and greedy. So millennials are openly more critical of their generation, adding the description, they describe themselves also as very cynical. Now, the silent generation, on the other hand, when they describe their cohorts and their generation, they use more positive terms like idealistic, and they're less likely to criticize their generation. So the millennial gravitates towards developing alternative energy sources, and they like the topic of climate change, whereas the silent generation, they describe themselves as energy conscious, they recycle, and they carpool. So big difference. Oh, Frank says the millennials aren't realistic. They are delusional idiots. Well, let's just talk about this gender topic for a second. The millennials are more accepting of multiple genders, homosexuality, immigration, free healthcare, free education. They also see the silent generation views on such topics as being intolerant. So what a difference a generation makes, right? So in this survey, when you put the millennials and the silent generation views side by side, we see them as kind of total polar opposites in a span of less than 70 years. Here's a quote from John Colton. He's a meteor scholar. He says, "We shape our tools, and thereafter they shape us." So that's the other thing, is the millennials are big into their technology. Frank says the millennials are bigger idiots than their parents. Well, let's look at the tools that the millennials are into. According to the U.S. Chamber Foundation, their research report that millennials are shaped by the technology tools. So this generation and all their gadgets will be influencing our nation. They'll be in charge of it soon. So we have to ask, what is guiding this generation? What will be filling the gap that helped navigate the silent generation through life, but the millennials have no interest in it? So millennials want to build a different kind of society, a different kind of business practice, a different political platform and religion. So there are, you know, boomers, and they're experiencing information overload, and the millennials, well, they're in their element with digital. They're digital natives, basically. So they manage digital virtual reality connectivity better than anybody because they were born with an iPod in their hand. So as the technology leaps forward with ever expanding bounds, what will the millennials face when they become the boomers of their life cycle? So kind of hard to imagine them as, you know, being overwhelmed with technology, isn't it? As they seem to have been born with it in their veins, you know. So, or maybe we should look at the flip side of the future. Perhaps a future where there's no more technology and there's no high-speed connection with their cohorts. There's nothing like that. Talk about withdrawal. What would they do, you know, and how would they cope? Good question. So one thing is for sure, though, the world has changed, and what we hold to be true is now different for the future generations. So you want to keep the faith, you want to stay close to God in prayer, and you want to take his advice. You know, his word's never going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word won't. So when he says in scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, his herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and that will never pass away. God can't lie. That's huge testimony. That's truth beyond what we cognitively think of truth as. It's a living truth. It'll never die. So call Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and see what a difference a professional strength herb formula will make. So it's going to be empowering. That's it. That's what happens. So give them a call. They have a toll-free number. Their number is 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. You need a certified organic professional strength formula. So different from anything you see in stores. So you want to take advantage also. They have that 4th of July sale underway, and you can save 20% on, you know, pandemic kits, organ cleanses, immune strengtheners. And you have to use a coupon. It's 2020 July, and I believe it's on orders of $50 or more. And you want to hurry because this expires on the 5th, July the 5th. So take advantage and save on their sale. Stock up. That's what a lot of people do on the sales. They do also, when they don't have a sale, they have coupons on their website. So take advantage of those coupons. They also have a reward point program if you do shop online. So there's lots of ways to save there. If you are on their website, thepowerherbs.com, do take advantage and sign up for their free online newsletters that go out each week. And you can sign up for free. You just click on books and newsletter and sign up there. You have to have an email. You have to have an email to receive the newsletters. They are only delivered by email. And you can opt out anytime, and your information is never shared. So definitely take advantage of that on their website, thepowerherbs.com. And congrats to many of you that have done that, and you're empowered twice a week. Yep, the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get a Health Quest, sign up tonight. And your email's added to their list, and you'll get a newsletter tomorrow. Just in time for the long weekend, and you can just kick back and get empowered. Hey, Frank, we should play some, you know, patriotic music or something for the break today. What do you think? I think that'd be great. See if you can find some. We're going to be talking about stress, too, for the second part of the show. A little bit of stress topic here. People are stressed. And I understand. I get lots of calls about it. And people say, well, Miss Wendy, what do you do when you kind of, you know, when the world feels a little heavy? Well, I like to pray and I like to use herbs. That's what I like to do. And one of my favorite herbs is valerian root. And then, of course, I have my favorite passages in the Bible. I'm a big fan of Psalms and Proverbs. So I like the positive, mindful, really profound instruction in Scripture. And so that's why I kind of gravitate towards those. If you haven't cracked open the Bible, just, you know, when you're laying in bed tonight, just read a few paragraphs. And you'll sleep better. Every time you read the Bible before you go to sleep, I think you'll sleep better. So if you're having trouble sleeping, do that. And there's power in prayer. Really, there is. There's power in prayer. So that's why we need to pray for this country, too. We need to pray against these strongholds that are causing all this mayhem. And the Lord will show you how to pray against that. You know, and if you do read Scripture, include a lot of what God is saying in your prayer, because God's words don't come back void. What I tend to be doing is gravitating towards Psalm 6, where it lists the seven things God hates. Now, if you are a lover of truth and you love God and His ways, you're going to want to know what he doesn't like, so you don't do that. So Psalm 6, and you're going to see the seven things he hates. And just include it in your prayer. That's what I do. You know, pray against the strongholds because of what God hates. And so he hates that too. See, people think God loves everybody. No, he doesn't. He says he hated Abel. I mean, he hated Cain for killing Abel. So that was pretty strong description of how he felt about it. So, you know, and he has seven things he hates. So, hates a strong emotion. Oh, Frank says, yeah, Psalms 91 is a nice prayer protection. Absolutely great, you know, for plagues, situations we're in now. Definitely a great, great prayer as well. And I also like the prayer of Jabez, which is tucked into Chronicles for some reason. I like that one too, where you ask the Lord to bless you and to keep you and broaden your way and expand your coast and keep evil from you and all your house, that it not grieve you. So, kind of a nice little prayer. When Jabez prayed that, God answered it. He went ahead and gave him that. I love it when prayer is answered. Uh-huh. Well, absolutely great stuff. I know. We got to take a little break, Frank. Okay, so we're going to touch on our stress topic on the other side of this break, so we'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thank you, Frank, for playing such patriotic music as we roll into the 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody has a pleasant and lovely, healthy and happy and safe weekend out there. And just remember to whom we are grateful for this, all that we have been given. And Frank says, yeah, and it's a bumper that pissed off the millennials. Now, Frank, behave yourself. Okay, we're going to be talking about stress and our glands. There's a lot of Americans feeling stressed out. Glands take a big hit when you're under stress. You don't really realize it. Your glands can, like, become out of balance. I don't know, Frank, I had a stressful moment years back, and my glands in my ears responded. My ears decided to make more earwax. So have you ever had that happen? Because you're under stress. So the American Institute on Stress says our health can suffer in a lot of ways if we get too much stress and our glands take a hit. They actually are claiming, they tell us that 44 to 50% of Americans are more stressed than they were just 5 years ago. So the level of stress is another indicator that, you know, maybe, you know, things aren't so stable in our nation here, and things, you know, as they are, you just don't know what to believe anymore. So that's stressful. So obviously one in five people feel they are burdened with extreme stress. They experience even heart attack symptoms sometimes, or tremors and depression. This all puts a strain on the human body and our glands, which our glands are here to help us survive and deal with stress. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our glands and we can cope better with stress. Now, the American Institute on Stress also says the majority of Americans working in the working class feel that they're working 60% harder at their jobs, but they're making less money, which obviously contributes to more stress. Also, they see an increased number of strokes out there. Physicians are seeing an increase in the number of patients coming in for stress-related issues. So currently, 3 out of 4 doctors' office visits now fall under the category of stress, and it's been scientifically documented that stress is the stumbling block for about 60% of our illnesses. For instance, stress will increase your risk of heart disease by about 40%, heart attack by 25%, and stroke by about 50%. So people under stress are upset, and 40% of them will incorporate a lot of unhealthy habits to try to relieve their stress, like, you know, drink too much, smoke too much, eat too much, or take other types of drugs, or caffeine. A lot of people take too much caffeine. So this tends to lead to other problems like sleep deprivation, increases your risk of accidents, addiction, of course, and accelerated aging. So you don't want to go there. And stress does take its toll on the mind, on your brain. So anyone that has gone through, let's say, extreme stress or a prolonged stress can confirm that it creates a great imbalance, especially in your head, your mind. The emotional stress of the brain are, when it's affected, we're told that at the top of the stress profile are life events like a death in the family, divorce, or unemployment. Now, according to some research, stress such as this can have a negative physical effect on your brain. They are told that your emotional areas of your brain can shrink under stress. Hey, Frank, shrinking the brain under stress, right? Yeah. This would explain, you know, why soldiers that return from war, post-traumatic stress disorder, have psychiatric problems. Yeah. And there's a big cost associated with all this stress. You know, we're paying $100 billion a year to $300 billion a year. Americans are working harder and longer hours for kind of like the same or less pay. And they unfortunately can't afford to take a vacation, a lot of them, which is another way people tend to relieve stress, is they take a few days off, go somewhere, see different scenery. So according to the American Institute on Stress, 24% of U.S. employees work an extra 6 hours per week, and they don't get paid for that. So working for funds that you don't get to keep, and then you have inflation and an unstable economy on top of that, possibly, then, you know, it just creates a lot of economic stress for people. Now, we're not the only country that has stress. The Europeans have it. They're working more as well. But, you know, they have a different philosophy as far as vacation. You know, Americans, they're lucky if they get a week or two off per year, not including some of the, you know, typical United States holidays. Whereas over in Europe, they get 30 days off per year. So Americans, if you add in the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving, and you got New Year's and Christmas, and maybe, I don't know, sometimes you throw in, Resurrection Sunday, Easter, most people may get 2 to 3 weeks off per year if you throw in those holidays, but they're not continuous. They're kind of isolated, one day here, one day there. So the average American gets about 18 days off per year. And that includes 10 work days and 8 national holidays. So the people of France, they take 7 weeks off per year. And I'm sure they drink some wine with that. Now, and a lot of times when you get some surveys in on people that are stressed out at work, research is indicating when you got extreme job stress, employees really don't quit their job. They're quitting their boss. Their boss is yelling at them too much, or they can't please their boss, and it's just a job they can't longer tolerate and do. So people quit when there's extreme coworker tension. The boss makes their job harder, and the workload is too ambitious. Mm-hmm. So let's recap a little bit. So it's kind of like a snowball effect. You can get some job-related stress that can lead to a loss of income. Loss of income can provoke relationship problems. All of that can lead to poor eating habits, malnutrition, inadequate sleep. And we haven't even added the stress created by watching the news and what's going on Capitol Hill and reading emails and dealing with a lot of social media. So a lot of stress. And here are some symptoms if you think you're overstressed. People run to their doctor, but the doctor's only going to give you drugs, and you're going to have rebound effect with the antidepressants and stuff. So most of the complaints the doctors hear for stress are fatigue, headache, digestive problems, muscle tension, appetite problems, maybe grinding your teeth at night, lack of libido, or maybe even you feel dizzy. So when there's extreme stress, symptoms can be lack of energy, nervousness, irritability, anger, depression, crying, being socially or emotionally disconnected, right? Well, what helps the body with stress? So let's get to some things that can, you know, diffuse this. Our glands help our body handle stress. And in particular, the adrenal gland is the body's shock absorber for stress. So what exactly does your adrenal gland do? Well, a healthy adrenal gland secretes hormones to protect you from becoming obese, to help cure you from disease, protect you from premature aging, and protect you from stress. So how does that adrenal gland do that? Well, the three hormones the adrenal gland secretes accomplish this. Epinephrine, cortisol, and dibidropiantrazone. An adrenal steroid, also known as a DHEA. So you've got this hormone trio, and by the way, your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys. Okay, so you want to make sure your kidneys are healthy. Okay, because you don't want to lose your kidneys, because if you lose your kidneys, you could lose the adrenal glands, and that's not good. So your hormones, your epinephrine hormone is your fight or flight hormone response, and it gets you out of harm's way. The cortisol hormone is to help regulate appetite, regulates your immune system, helps with inflammatory response issues. Remember that the next time, you know, you're taking medication for inflammation. Also, the DHEA hormone, it helps your body with the assistance of protein and your immune system to fight disease and repair damaged tissue or cells. So all these hormones have a big play in stress relief. And a lot of times people that get adrenal cancer have the endocrine system under attack, which is a glandular system. So the adrenal and the superadrenal glands are these triangle-shaped endocrine glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and the primary job really is to help you deal with stress. And very common for people to have what is called adrenal crisis. It's a major problem that's getting more and more severe now, and more doctors are seeing cases of adrenal malfunction. And some people aren't diagnosed correctly, but the ones that do get diagnosed, there's like 500 cases a year, and the average age is a person in middle age, but I have seen people in their 20s and 30s get diagnosed with it. So if you mess with your hormone system, if you're taking any kind of drugs that do that, you tend to put this whole delicate balance of at risk. And so people that are adrenaline junkies, they skydive, they bungee jump, they just love the rush. You see, your adrenaline is not endless. You can run out of that. You can exhaust those glands, and that's not good. So be mindful of that. Adrenal malfunction symptoms, if you want to know what they are, obviously fatigue and weakness, low immune system response, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, depression. So adrenal disease can actually mimic a lot of other health problems. That's why some patients aren't diagnosed right away. Many patients are misdiagnosed as having depression, insomnia, obesity, lupus, arthritis, and just being menopausal if you're female. So a lot of nutrition to the glands. That's what we want to see. One of my favorite herbs is mullein. I like to use mullein to take the metabolic stress off of glands. It's like TLC for your glands. Any gland could be pituitary, adrenal, prostate, thyroid, just gland. Mullein is your gland herb. So we like to use that. I also like to use a little bit of Siberian ginseng to give the gland stamina because it's probably exhausted. And if it's your thyroid, I like to throw in some black walnut for the iodine because that's a food that the gland, the thyroid gland has to have in order to function properly. So those of you that caught the show on sleep apnea, what science is discovering is there's an imbalance in the thyroid gland because it manufactures hormones that the brain uses to as a neurotransmitter to regulate circadian sleep cycle and breathing when you sleep. So your thyroid is out of balance if you have sleep apnea. So folks at Apothic Herbs have an herbal sleep apnea solution. You might want to check that out. They have a lot of stuff. They got immune boosters. They got emotional stress formulas. They got formulas to reduce tension in muscles, to reduce nervous system tension. They have a lot of things. So give them a call. You can ask for their free product catalog. They have a hot catalog hotline, or you can go online and request one to be mailed to you, and you'll also get in your email confirmation a download link if you want to download the catalog to your computer. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And you can tell them I sent you. Okay, got a few minutes. And you know what comes with stress? Also fatigue. So I want to talk a little bit about fatigue. People get headaches. They get tired when they have stress. And so we want to give you some natural solutions for these everyday problems. Now, according to the Center for Disease Control, about 500,000 to a million Americans have chronic fatigue. It's a condition that's very preventable. A lot of times, chronic fatigue has a sister condition called fibromyalgia. So I used to work for neurologists, and we would see this chronic fatigue morph into fibromyalgia. And basically, it's an imbalance in the digestive system where you have an overgrowth of yeast. And so you definitely want to correct that. And if you do, you'll get rid of not only the chronic fatigue, but the fibromyalgia. But the fibromyalgia, you don't want to let go on and on and on, because then the only thing medicine has for you is pain injections. It's not good. All right. People do have a lot of internal medicine disorders, and they are so preventable, and people just don't know what the cause is. Medicine doesn't really teach anybody the cause. Because if you prevent the cause, then the person's cured, and then they don't need the treatment, they don't need the drugs, and they don't need to come see you, doctor. So probably the reason why they don't teach anybody about the cause. What are some of the trigger symptoms if you do have a fatigue issue? Headaches, joint pain, sleep disorders, if you got a sore throat, if you have tender glands around the neck, lasting more than a couple of months. You want to make sure that you get any kind of diagnosis, make sure you get diagnosed properly. Research is suggesting that a lot of people get misdiagnosed with the flu when they really just have fatigue due to stress. Research is also showing that a lot of symptoms of the chronic fatigue can mimic the flu. And then the people with chronic fatigue aren't getting diagnosed right. So if you ask your regular physician what's the cause of your chronic fatigue, they will admit they don't know. Usually that's what they say. So if your doctor has no clue what the cause is, then you're going to be put on a lot of symptom reduction type care. You're not going to have any resolution of this. With just symptom management is what you're getting. So your doctor is going to, well, they're not going to lose sleep that you're not getting a resolution to the problem. They're too busy adding up the cost of your treatments, basically. So office visits for chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia are going to range about $50 to $200, depending on your insurance. You're going to be referred to other specialists that will add to your fees. Treatments will increase over the course of your condition. You'll get physical therapy, and that can cost from $50 to $300 per session. You may have cognitive behavioral therapy to help you work through this pain, and that's $125 to $250 per session. And then there's therapy and antidepressants. Could be $8 a prescription or all the way up to $100. According to the University of Maryland, in their medical center, the cognitive behavioral therapy, if you're prescribed that, entails a minimum of 6 to 20 hours of treatment, anywhere from $750 to $5,000. So any person with chronic fatigue who seeks help from their medical doctor is going to receive drugs for pain, drugs for sleep, drugs for depression, and a bunch of referrals for therapy clinics. So medicine says there's no cure, but obviously if you don't identify a cause, you're not going to find a cure. So I know I'm running out of time, so I want to just kind of sum up what people in the natural health world know about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. You have an overgrowth of yeast in the system, especially targeting the bowel. And what happens is, this typically begins with maybe a repeated course of antibiotics or a long course of antibiotics, okay? So sometimes people with, you know, chronic sinusitis will get put on these drugs and all of a sudden they'll get chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So what the antibiotic does is it wipes out almost all your gut floras that are necessary for you to digest food properly. And yeast is very hardy. So it doesn't seem to wipe out the yeast. And so yeast overgrows. It kind of takes over. It fills the void. And the yeast will block your assimilation of protein properly. So protein is converted to amino acids. And then amino acids are the fuel for all your cells. You know, so you have energy. So this is why you feel fatigued, because you're not converting proteins properly and because you don't have the gut floras to help you do that. And then what happens is, if you're not assimilating nutrition out of your food the right way, then the blood is not providing not only nutrition the right way, it's not providing even oxygen very well. If you got a lack of, let's say, iron, it's not holding on to oxygen well. And so then the nerve endings start to complain, and this is where the soft tissue muscle nerve ending pain comes in with the fibromyalgia. So you gotta correct the yeast issue, and that's what what a lot of naturopaths and practitioners recommend people do. And there's kind of like a very boring but special diet that you stay on for a few weeks and get those flora back in balance, and then you're done with it. So I personally would go with the diet. It's not hard. It's not special. It's not exotic. It's pretty basic. And what you're going to do is starve the yeast. So anything that has sugar in it, you can't have. Anything that converts to sugar, you can't have. And you starve the yeast. And that's how you get your balance back. If you'd like more information on that, I believe they have a handout on that at Apothecary Herbs. You can call for a free handout. They can email it to you, or they can mail it to you in the mail. And you can just follow the handout and find your resolution that you haven't been able to find for years with your health practitioner. You can give them a call and ask for it. It's 866-229-3663. Or it's 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Vital for you to follow direction and not cheat on that diet. Fermented foods help, where you have pickled beets and kimchi and sauerkraut, things like that. Adds back the acids, because your yeast likes an alkaline environment. And this way you help put more of the pathogen, the digestive enzymes back in. You can use digestive enzymes too, but you definitely have to stay on that diet. So amazing to find something that will empower you like that, and you can do it all by yourself, right? And you don't need a prescription or copay. You don't even need that. So thepowerherbs.com, they will empower you. And you can help and empower others. That's what it's about. So give them a call. Get a free catalog. If you need the handout on fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, they'll send it to you. It's free. The catalog is free. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, keep in mind, they do have that holiday sale, 20% off on orders of $50 or more. The coupon code is 2020JULY. It's on the website. You can use it over the phone. And hurry, though, because that sale will end on the 5th of July. So restrictions do apply, I believe, on the sale. So more details are available if you give them a call or email them, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And, of course, sign up for their free online newsletters and get empowered each week. They are free. You have to have email for that. So sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters. Sign up there and be empowered. Sorry it's not mailed to you in the mail, the newsletters. It's only by email delivery. So get a Gmail email and get your newsletters. That's easy. Well, I'm almost out of time, so I hope everybody has a blessed and safe and healthy holiday, and praying for all this nation. I hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.